BK, Brad Kozlowski, joining the Freaks. And BK, you've been coming to Freak Nation a long, long time. And you've been in that situation where Kevin Harvick has the thing wrapped up, and then all of a sudden the son of a gun is snatched up from underneath you, and it's the race win is given to somebody else. Can you kind of walk us through what Kevin Harvick and his team may be going through right now?
Well, I don't know what Kevin's thinking, but I know what I think when that happens to me, and it sucks. But you know, when you win races like this, that it's kind of like it made up for that one, right? And that's how it's going to go. I'm going to have a race this year, I'm sure, where we're going to lead a bunch of laps, dominate, and it's going to fall apart at the end. It's going to suck. And when I do, I'm going to get back, and I'm going to think about it when I'm at night, trying to go to bed at night. And I'm going to remember tonight here in Atlanta, where we weren't the most dominant car, but we were able to put everything together at the end and bring it home. And that's just part of how the sport works.
And you actually had a conversation with your crew chief where you guys could have been at odds with each other during that race, where you basically both, what it sounds like, talked yourself off the ledge and said, guys, we win and lose as a team.
Yeah, well, you do. It's really that simple. This is a hard sport to win at, and you're not going to win by yourself. Drivers don't win races. Teams win races, and you always got to keep that in perspective, or at least I feel like you do.
Brad Kozlowski, one thing Harvick said in his post-race interview that didn't make a lot of sense to me. He said the pit lane here in Atlanta, you're going through there, it's a little bit bumpy, and you don't really know always where you're at speed-wise. Is that true? Is there nothing on your dash that can show you that you're exactly 50 miles an hour or above or beyond?
Well, I don't know if I want to speak exactly for Kevin and what he means, but I can tell you that you know, the tools that you have in the car are more of an approximation, and they're not perfect. They don't hold a consistent number, so you're left kind of making guesses. And I think that's what he was alluding to. I know that's how I feel in the car. And so trying to maintain a pit road speed is very difficult, for sure.
The Atlanta Cup winner Brad Kozlowski is in the Speed Freaks pits. Brad, you won races before you had a family, before the children. Now you're winning races with children. The emotions must be a lot different when you have kids involved in your career.
You know, it always means more when you can celebrate it with family. You guys know it yourself. It's anything you do with family is more special, and it lasts longer. The highs are higher, the lows can be lower. That's for sure. But I'm very thankful. So, you know, I lived a large part of my life without having a wife or kids. And, you know, I just now got married. I'm 33 years old. So I feel like a very fortunate man.
You know, this year, 2017, is it the new Monster sponsorship? Is it stage racing? Or is it just that you got to be a married man to get into Victory Lane this year?
Well, if Dale Jr. wins next week, you're going to know the story behind that one.
Brad Kozlowski joining the Freaks, and when you've got a family such as you that you have, and you have a number of drivers that do have families, and there was always a knock against drivers that would have families and children and how it kind of took the edge off of them as a driver. Has it taken the edge off of you as a driver?
I think you're just happier. You know, the schedule is a grind. I'm very thankful for what I do and opportunities I have, but you know, your time with your family is your time that helps you relax and gain some perspective. And I don't know how to describe that to someone that doesn't have a family, but I think those that have one probably understand it best.
Yeah, Brad Kozlowski, spot on with that. When you have those a two-year-old with two eyes looking up at daddy, I don't give a damn how rough you can be. It does take the edge off, and in a good way, Brad.
It makes me happy.
Yeah.
Same thing with her mama, too.
But yeah, baby, saying all the right things. I'm loving this interview. You know, does your daughter Scarlett, she probably doesn't get the whole thing of racing yet. She's only two, but does she understand go, 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 daddy?
You know, that's a good question. She's learning so much every day. She understands go to the racetrack with daddy. But I don't know if she understands the racing thing yet, but believe me, she's getting a crash course education.
Are you fully embracing this segment racing? Do you fully understand it? Do you like where it's going at this point?
Yeah, I do. I think it added something to the race today that it wouldn't have existed before. And I think that's a good thing in general. I think it puts emphasis earlier in the race. I know that I had an issue in the second segment that I had to recover from. And driving through the field, I felt an increased sense of urgency to try to get spots. Where before that, I might have taken it a little bit easier and let the race come to it.
And what was it about Atlanta? You'd never won at Atlanta.
You know, we just haven't been able to put together. We had one opportunity to win here, or two opportunities with really fast cars in 13 and 14, and we blew up in 13 and got caught up in a wreck in 14, and those were real bummers. But this year we were able to bring a fast car and just not have any bad luck, and we'll take it.
Brad Keselowski, joining the Freaks. Buddy, continue to celebrate. Thank you for joining the Freak Nation, man.
We're going to keep on going. Thank you, guys.
And you look at a guy like BK when he rolls in the Freak Nation, what he's been through. He was a pariah for a couple of seasons for getting into it with Carl Edwards, getting into it with Tony Stewart, punk kid, punk driver this. What does he do 3 or 4 years ago? Goes out and wins himself a championship and is now one of the most dominating drivers out there. One of the top five dominating drivers that could, would you say, Stat Crash, one of the top five drivers that could win any race?
Yes. I would say he's that big of a threat. Absolutely, Stat.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly a threat. I was just thinking of all the trouble he caused in the Busch Series or Nationwide, whatever it was called then, and the problems he had with the social media at Daytona 1 year when he texted out some stuff with the car during a red flag. But the one thing that really hit me, and I might because I'm an old prude or whatever, but this is the second time that he's been involved in winning. When he won his championship, they gave him almost a beer drip in victory lane. And now today when he won, they gave him a huge can of beer. I know that's one of his sponsors, but I just don't like equating that so quickly between drinking beer and driving fast. That's just not that's not a good connection to make.
You feel the same way when Formula One starts popping the top on champagne?
Well, champagne is different because it's a victory celebration, but standing by the car, if in Formula One they got out of the car and before they even went to the weigh-in, they pulled a beer out and swigged some beer, I would think that. I just don't think, especially in America, maybe one of the five things that are desperately wrong with America is driving and alcohol. So yeah. I think that making that connection, I know it's his sponsor and he's connected with it, but I just don't think he should get out of the car and the first thing he'd do is give him a can of beer.
Yeah, but you just said the champagne it's in victory lane because it's a celebratory drink. That's what his beer was, sponsored celebratory drink.
A half hour later versus 2 minutes out of the car? To me, it just seems like it's a very different thing.